安。
Every time we gather before the name of the Lord, we are always so joyful.
我们一起来敬拜他，来赞美他，来把我们的爱来归给他。
As we worship and praise Him together, we render to Him our heart.
那下面我们也愿意一起来思想主对我们说的话。
So this morning, may we all ponder the word of the Lord.
也请弟兄姐妹为我祷告，像刚才 Lemire 弟兄讲的，我也才刚从台湾回来。
We also ask brothers and sisters to pray for me in the meanwhile, as Brother Lemire has shared, I just returned from Taiwan.
但是每次跟弟兄姐妹聚集，我们里面就充满着喜乐。
But every time I gather with brothers and sisters, my heart is always full of joy.
那刚才我们唱的诗歌非常好，我们的弟兄也告诉我们，我们不止一个人，我们来跟随主，我们是一起来跟随主。
And the hymn we just sang was very good. Our brother reminded us we're not just following the Lord individually, but we're following Him together.
好，我们要来读一处的圣经。其实刚才弟兄也已经跟我们读过了。
And we'll read the scripture which is also mentioned earlier.
就在哥林多前书十一章第一节。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 1.
好，那我们一起来读。
We can read it together. We'll read it together first in Chinese and then English.
来，你们该效法我，像我效法基督一样。
Be imitators of me, just as I also am of Christ.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们早晨愿意把自己交在你的手中。
Lord, this morning we want to surrender ourselves into your hands.
我们的弟兄保罗，哦主，他这样说。你们当效法我，像效法基督一样。
Brother Paul has said as such to be imitator of him as he was also of Christ.
主，我们愿意来跟随主。
So we are willing to follow you.
我们感谢你，在我们的周围，给我们有许多的榜样，让我们他们来效法主。主啊，我们也愿意像我们前面的弟兄姐妹一样来效法你。
We thank you for surrounding us with so many good examples who are imitators of you, that we may also imitate them to be imitators of Christ.
我们感谢你，愿你对我们的心说话。
We thank you. May you speak to our hearts.
祷告奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In Jesus' precious name we pray.
Amen. 我因为工作的关系，常常需要出差。
I often travel because of work.
每到一个地方呢，我就会想到的是说，这地方这个城市有没有弟兄姐妹。
Whenever I arrive in the new city, I always think if I know anyone in the city that's brother or sister.
如果有我认识的弟兄姐妹呢，我就会想办法跟他们联络。
If I know anyone in that city, I will try to contact them.
然后去拜访他们，跟他们见面，跟他们交通。
I always want to visit them, to fellowship with them, and see them.
所以我的姐妹常常笑我是自来客。
So my wife always laughs, saying that I am the uninvited one.
不请自来。
That I don't need an invitation, I just show up.
可能会让有些弟兄姐妹很头痛哈。
Sometimes that brings some trouble to brothers and sisters.
某某弟兄怎么又来了？
How come this brother is here again?
那譬如像这次回到台湾呢，我们很高兴，我就到高雄去看望周志远弟兄和许维莎姐妹。
And this time when we went back to Taiwan, we went to Kaohsiung to visit brother 志远 and sister 维莎。
然后在台北呢，我们也遇到了，我们也跟王天启弟兄和张敏英姐妹见面。
And in Taipei, we visited brother Moses and sister 敏英。
我们跟他们每一次跟弟兄姐妹见面，我们都何等的喜乐。
And every time we visit them, we are so joyful.
我们可以一起来述说主在我们身上的恩典。
We get together and tell of all the grace of the Lord in our lives.
把感谢赞美来归给主。
We come together to give praise and thanksgiving to the Lord.
我们也可以彼此激励，彼此的来代祷。
We also pray for one another and encourage one another.
那我可以跟大家讲，他们都好，他们也要。我来问候在休斯顿弟兄姐妹。
And I can also tell you that they are all doing well, and they want to pass on their greetings to brothers and sisters here.
如果时间许可呢，那我也会去参加当地的聚会。
And if my time or schedule allows, I will attend the gathering in that local assembly.
感谢主，不管我们在哪里，只要是奉主名的聚会，主就与我们同在。
We praise the Lord wherever we are, as long as we gather under the name of the Lord, His presence is with us.
而且不管聚会是人多人少，都有爱主的弟兄姐妹们。
And no matter if it's a big gathering or small gathering, you will always find brothers and sisters who love the Lord.
我们是主身上的肢体，我们不管到哪里去，我们都在一个身体的里面，可以来敬拜赞美主。
We are members of the body of Christ. Wherever we go, we can find the body and we can gather together to praise Him.
身体只有一个，圣灵只有一位，我们同有一个指望。
There's only one body, one spirit, one hope.
一主，一信，一喜，一神。
One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God.
我们的神是超乎众人之上，冠乎众人之中，又住在我们众人之内。
Who is the Father of all and in all and through all?
啊，所以我们与弟兄姐妹一起来敬拜赞美主，来述说主的恩典是何等的甜美。
So it's so sweet and wonderful when we gather together to tell of His grace and worship His name.
那希望大家哈，多多的做自来客。
So I hope all of you will be the uninvited ones.
不管是在本地或在外地，我们多跟弟兄姐妹有交通。
Whether it is here locally or in other cities, whenever we get a chance, let us gather and fellowship with brothers and sisters.
我们不要怕被拒绝哈，我们也不要不好意思。
Don't be shy, don't be afraid of being rejected.
特别在过去的两年多中呢，我们很多都被局限在自己的家里面，或者在我们一个地方里面。
Especially in the past few years, we have been limited. We have been quarantined at home or in the small locality.
我们实在要求主给我们有一个更多交通的机会。
But we ask the Lord to give us more opportunities to fellowship.
像我们，呀，对不起，像我们一起来聚会，我们有交通。
As just like we are here gathering to fellowship with each other.
我们不管周间的聚会、周末的聚会，或甚至等一下聚会完的暗夜，我们都愿意跟弟兄姐妹更多有交通。
Whether it is on the weekends or during weekdays, especially like the love feast we're going to have afterward, let us fellowship.
主正在建造他自己的教会。
The Lord is building up His own church.
教会，圣经上讲到说。这个殿幕后的荣耀要大过先前的。
The Bible says the latter glory of this temple will be greater than the former.
而我们都在这个主的身体的里面。
And we are all in the body of Christ.
我们愿意我们主更多得着我们个人，更多得着每一个聚会，让这个殿幕后的荣耀大过先前的荣耀。
So may the Lord truly lay hold of us individually and.Fellow in the whole gathering, so that the latter glory of this house will be greater than the former.
当我到外地去聚会的时候呢，如果看到一个聚会有很多的年轻人跟孩子的话，那这个聚会就生气蓬勃，充满盼望。
When I attend other fellowships in other cities, when I see a lot of young people and a lot of young children, I feel that this gathering is full of life, full of hope.
但是呢，如果这个聚会呢没有什么年轻人，也没有什么孩子呢？这个聚会就会越来越老旧。
But on the contrary, if I see a fellowship without many young people, without young children, then it feels old and it gets older and older.
慢慢的，也许聚会的人就会越来越少，可是甚至呢，到有一天呢，那个聚会可能就不存在了。
Gradually, the people of the in attendance will dwindle, and until one day, the whole fellowship might disappear.
所以年轻人跟孩子。真的是非常的宝贵。
So it is so precious to see all the young people and the children here.
好，那我现在请在座的年轻人举手。
So I want to ask all the young people to raise your hand.
有多少年轻人
？How many young people are among us?
感谢主，有一些哈，有些人还不太好意思举手，我稍微定义一下。
So you might be shy to raise your hand, but let me give you a more better definition.
圣经里面呢，四十年是一个世代。
In the Bible, 40 years is defined as a generation.
用一个比较宽容的定义，年轻人就是四十岁和四十岁以下。
So if we define it loosely, then we call the young people the 40 years and younger.
好，四十岁或四十岁以下年轻人请举手。
How many of you are under 40?
感谢主啊。我们还是有不少四十岁。
Praise the Lord, there's still so many who are under 40.
我们知道，我们去欧洲旅游的时候，哈，常常那个参观的景点呢，就是当地的大教堂。
When we travel in Europe, so often the sightseeing locations are these grand cathedrals.
譬如说巴黎的圣母院，对不对？
For example, the Notre Dame in Paris.
伦敦的西敏寺。
Or the Westminster Chapel in London.
科隆的大教堂。
Or the Cathedral in Cologne.
还有梵蒂冈的圣彼得大教堂。
Of course, the St. Peter's Cathedral in Vatican.
这些宏伟的建筑都曾经有过辉煌的历史。
These are all architectures of grandeur which had glorious histories.
我想这些教堂刚盖好的时候呢，一定是有很多的人聚会，非常的兴旺。
We can imagine when these cathedrals were built, there would be thousands upon thousands who gathered there, which had a great fellowship time.
可是今天怎么样呢？
But what about their conditions today?
这些腾大很宏伟的教堂，很多在今天呢就都没有聚会了。
These glorious buildings, so often they don't have a gathering anymore.
就算有聚会呢，来的人也是很少的。
And even if they still have a regular fellowship, it would just be a very few people gathering.
可能只有两三百年前的光景，就是两三百年过了以后。
Perhaps only 200 or 300 years has passed.
那现在以前那样子兴盛的情形，到现在呢，在属灵里面呢，就变成非常的缺乏，非常的贫瘠。
That glorious spiritual condition from years past has become such poverty.
让我们不生唏嘘哈。
And it caused all of us to kind of sigh.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，这些过去的历史就是我们今天的见解。
But these histories become our warnings.
如果我们不警醒，如果我们不传福音，如果没有把我们下一代带到主的面前，再过几年也会变成这样。
If we do not heed, if we do not keep watch, if we do not share the gospel and bring our next generation before the Lord, then we will become as such.
如果我们的见证没有传承，没有把我们的见证传到下一代，那过几年以后，也许这个聚会就凋零了。
If our testimony cannot be passed down to the next generation, then our own fellowship would dwindle.
那时候主的心是何等的伤痛。
Then how would that hurt the heart of the Lord?
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
神的话是说，这殿幕后的荣耀要大过先前的。
His word has promised that the latter glory of this house will be greater than the first.
哦，愿我们都有这样一个活泼的一个盼望。
So may we all have this living hope.
就像今天我们擘饼的时候，我们所交通的一样，我们愿意在这个活泼的盼望的里面，我们把自己摆上。
Just like the fellowship earlier this morning at the around the table, in this living home hope, we can surrender ourselves.
所以今天我的负担就是交通到见证的传承。
So my burden this morning is about the passing on of our testimony.
一个见证的传承。
A passing on of our testimony.
我们就愿意来看圣经中的马可，来做一个榜样，我们可以来看到怎样见证可以传承。
We want to use the person Mark in the Bible to see how this testimony is being passed on.
圣经中的马可，这样的称呼他就是称为马可的约翰。
Bible calls Mark a Mark who is also called John.
马可呢是一个希腊罗马的名字。
Mark is the Greek Roman name.
约翰是犹太人的名字。
And his name John is the Hebrew name.
我们知道他的母亲叫玛利亚。
And we knew his mother was called Mary.
那他家有很多的仆人，是成长在一个很富有的家庭里面，其中有一个仆人叫罗大。
And we knew that the Bible records that he was born in a very rich family with many servants. And we even knew one of the servant girl called Rhoda.
那马可的家呢，很大哈，可能有两层楼。
And perhaps his house was very big, with two stories.
圣经学者告诉我们，最后的晚餐呢，可能就是在马可的家。
Some of the Bible scholars deduce that perhaps the Last Supper, the upper room was in his house.
那我们也知道，当主耶稣被为我们受死，为我们成就救恩，后来被埋葬，第三天复活以后呢，然后门徒们呢就聚集在一个地方祷告。
We knew after the Lord died and was resurrected again, all the disciples gathered together and prayed.
有120个人在一个小楼上来祷告。
And in Acts recorded there was 120 people who were praying in the upper room.
这个祷告的地方又称为马可楼。
And that place, the Bible scholar also called it the Tower of Mark.
Yeah, 是马可的家。
It was his house.
所以马可呢，在圣经上， 是一个非常重要的人物。
So this Mark is a very important person in church history.
马可的家就在耶路撒冷的锡安山上。
And his house was in on Mount Zion in Jerusalem.
那圣经上第一次出现马可这个人是在哪里呢？
But do you know where Mark was recorded first in the Bible?
在马可福音十四章四十三节。
It was in the Gospel of Mark, chapter 14, verse 43.
那时候当主耶稣在客西马尼园跟门徒祷告以后呢，然后忽然有十二个门徒里的犹大来了，并有许多人拿着刀棒从祭司长和文士并长老那里与他同来，他们来捉拿耶稣。
He was saying, immediately while he was still speaking, Judas, one of the twelve, came up, accompanied by a crowd with swords and clubs, who were from the chief priests and the scribes and the elders.
那第五十节到五十二节这样说，门徒都离开他，就是主耶稣，逃走了。有一个少年人赤身，披着一块麻布跟随耶稣，众人就捉拿他，他却丢了麻布，赤身逃走了。
Verse 50 says, they, all the disciples, all left him and fled. A young man was following him, wearing nothing but a linen sheet over his naked body, and they seized him, but he pulled free of the linen sheets and escaped naked.
这段圣经在其他的三本福音书里面都没有记载。
And this part of recording was only recorded in the book of Mark, not in the other three gospels.
所以读圣经的人都同意哈，这边讲到这个赤身逃走的这个少年人是谁呢？就是马可。
So a lot of the Bible scholars all agree that this young man that was recorded here is but Mark himself.
好，这是圣经上第一次提到马可。
So we can think that this is the first time Mark was recorded in the Bible.
第二次提到马可呢，在使徒行传十二章十二节。
And second place Mark was mentioned was in Acts chapter 12.
那时候彼得被希律王苦害，抓到监狱里面，然后天使把他救出来。
At that time, Peter was taken captive by King Herod, and the angels set him free.
那彼得被天使从监狱里面拯救出来，在大街上，他不晓得要去哪里啊。
And after he came out of prison, he didn't know where to go.
所以他想了一想，就往那称呼马可的约翰那里去。
Verse 12 of chapter 12 says, when he realized this, he went to the house of Mary, the mother of John, who is also called Mark.
就是在马可的家，他母亲玛利亚的家去，在那里有好些人聚集祷告。
And where many have gathered together, that they were praying.
所以马可的家是祷告的地方。
And we knew the house of Mark is a place of prayer.
圣经里面第三次提到马可是在使徒行传十二章二十五节。
And the third time Mark was mentioned in the Bible was in chapter 12, verse 25 of Acts.
这边提到说，巴拿巴和扫罗办完了他们供给的事，就从耶路撒冷回来，带着称呼马可的约翰同去。
And Barnabas and Saul returned from Jerusalem when they had fulfilled their mission, taking along with them John, who was also called Mark.
那时候的马可已经不是很年轻的少年人了。
And that time Mark is no longer a youth.
他已经是一个年轻的成年人。
He's perhaps a young adult.
在保罗第一次旅行布道里面呢，是巴拿巴带头的。
And when Paul and Barnabas went on their first missionary journey, Barnabas was taking lead of the trip.
巴拿巴就带着他的表弟，就是马可一起去。
So Barnabas took his cousin, who was Mark.
可是呢，这个年轻的马可受不了这个旅途中的艰苦，所以呢，他走到一半就跑了。
But this young Mark, could not take all the hardship of the journey, and he went halfway and returned. He left from the journey.
这是马可第二次成为逃兵。
So that was the second time he became, quote unquote, a defector. Running away soldier.
Yeah. 好，那第四次提到马可是在使徒行传十五章三十六节到四十节。
And the next time Mark was mentioned was in chapter 15 of Acts, verse 36 to 40.
这是讲到保罗第二次的旅行布道。
And this is before the second missionary journey of Paul.
圣经上说，过了些日子，保罗对巴拿巴说：“我们可以回到从前宣传主道的各城，看望弟兄们光景如何。”
And after some days, Paul said to Barnabas, "Let us return and visit the brethren in every city in which we have proclaimed the word of the Lord and see how they are."
巴拿巴有意要带着称呼马可的约翰同去，但保罗因为马可从前在庞菲利亚离开他们，不和他们去做工，所以就以为不可带他去。
Barnabas wanted to take John, which is called Mark, along with them also, but Paul kept insisting that they should not take him along, who had deserted him in Pamphylia and had not gone with them to do the work.
于是二人起了争论，甚至彼此分开。那结果呢？就是巴拿巴带着马可，然后保罗拣选了希拉去传道。
And then there occurred such a sharp disagreement that they separated from one another, and Barnabas took Mark with him and sailed away to Cyprus, and Paul chose Silas and left.
从这几处的圣经里面，我们就比较认识马可。
So from these scriptures, we kind of get to know the person Mark.
所以第一方面，我们要看到马可的失败。
So we first saw all the failures of Mark.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，说到这个见证的传承，哈。大家觉得马可怎么样？
If we talk about the passing on of this testimony, then what do you think of Mark?
你觉得这个年轻的马可成不成才啊？
Do you think that he is a good material?
你觉得马可靠得住吗？
Do you think he's trustworthy?
你觉得见证的火炬可以交在马可的手中吗？
Do you think you can pass on the torch of the testimony into his hands?
我们知道马可第一次逃走呢，是赤着身体就逃走的。
And we saw Mark deserted the Lord Jesus naked in the first time.
我们不晓得当初是什么样的一个光景。
We didn't know exactly what happened at the time.
我们也不晓得为什么马可原来没有穿衣服。
We didn't know why Mark didn't have anything except a linen sheet.
也许他是这个年轻人比较懒散哈。
Perhaps he was a youth who was very casual.
比较随便。也许那个晚上呢，马可本来已经睡着了。
Or perhaps he was already asleep.
但是呢，被抓耶稣的人呢，众人和兵丁呢，吵吵闹闹被吵醒了。
But perhaps he was woken by all the ruckus of all the soldiers.
所以他匆匆忙忙拿起一块麻布呢，来跟随耶稣。
So maybe he quickly covered himself with a linen sheet and came to follow.
然后当时的确是一个非常紧急的状况。
And it was an emergency time.
那些人要来捉拿耶稣，
但是呢， all these people came to capture Jesus.
他们也可能呢。要把跟随耶稣的人一起把他抓起来。
But perhaps they were also trying to capture everyone who was following Jesus.
呀，那马可很害怕，他就丢了麻布呢，赤身就逃跑了。
So out of fear, he left his sheet alone and he ran away naked.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，在马可的身上，你看到什么
？But what do you see in this person, Mark?
大家觉得怎么样
？What do you think of him?
如果我们只看这个表面的上。我们就知道马可是一个胆怯的人。
If you only see him from the surface, you will see that he's perhaps a very fearful one.
哎，他是一个逃兵，对不对
？He's a deserter.
但是呢，我们再往深处一点看。
But if you think of him a little more,
马可是一个爱耶稣的年轻人。
We can see that he must be one who loves the Lord.
圣经上记载，当兵丁来捉拿耶稣的时候呢？是他的门徒就先跑了。
Here it says they all left him and fled.
就是耶稣的门徒都跑。
That all of his disciples ran away.
哎，但是有一个人还跟着耶稣啊。
But this young man was still following him.
那个人就是马可啊。
That's Mark.
当门徒都跑了以后呢，这个马可还披着一块麻布来跟耶稣啊。
When all the disciples ran away, Mark was still following Jesus, covering him with just a linen sheet.
但是当情形变得更紧急的时候呢？哎，马可就觉得情形不妙了。
But when it became even more dangerous, he thought this is not going well.
就把麻布一丢，赤着身体就跑了。
So he pulled free of his linen sheet and escaped naked.
所以这在棒球里面哈，讲到第一个好球。
So this is his first strike. Strike one.
Strike one. OK, 马可失败了。
See, he failed.
啊。但是我们感谢主哈。
But we thank the Lord.
当主耶稣受死为我们复活升天以后呢，他用许多的凭据将自己活活的显给使徒们看。
After the Lord's death and resurrection, he showed himself to many disciples with many evidence.
甚至有一次呢，他还显现给500个人看。
It was recorded that he revealed himself to 500. at one time.
我想马可一定有看到主耶稣的复活显现。
So I think perhaps Mark, or for sure Mark, had seen the resurrected Lord.
主耶稣在地上有四十天之久，对门徒对他们显现，讲说神国的事。
There was one time the Lord appeared to the disciples for 40 days and telling them about the kingdom of God.
所以这些本来很害怕都逃走的门徒们，还有包括马可呢，哎，现在他们不害怕了。
So all these disciples who were so afraid, they all fled away, including Mark, but now they're no longer afraid. They gather again on the up, in that upper room and praying together. There was 120 brothers who were gathering together to pray with one heart. Until the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit poured out upon them.
马可也许在其中
and perhaps Mark was among them.
所以马可就被主来恢复了
and Mark was restored by the Lord.
所以当巴拿巴和保罗要去传道的时候呢，马可就说：“我跟着你们去。”
So when Barnabas and Paul was going on their missionary journey, Mark says, "I will go with you."
哎，可惜的事情是，这个旅程实在是很艰难，这服侍呢也实在很劳累。
That trip was very difficult, and there was a lot of hardship in the ministry.
所以呢，马可到路上一半的时候呢，就跑了。
So Mark couldn't endure it. Halfway through, he deserted again.
所以这是他第二个好球。
That was strike two.
马可又失败了。
And he failed again.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
，But brothers and sisters,
你在马可身上看到什么
？What do you see in Mark?
我们看到的，也许我们很自然的会觉得马可是一个吃不了苦的年轻人。
Naturally, we think of him as a young people who cannot endure hardship.
不能够坚持到底，半途而废的人。
He could not persist to the end, and he gave up.
马可这样的人是不值得信任，不能把重要的事情托付给他的。
Again, he was untrustworthy, and you cannot give any important things to him.
这些都对。
And perhaps you are right.
但是我们若往深处看，我们看到马可也是愿意侍奉，愿意付代价。
But at the same time, if you think a little farther, you can see that he is a person who is willing to serve, willing to follow the Lord.
你看马可是大家庭很富裕，对不对
？He came from a very rich family.
他如果不是愿意来服侍主，不是愿意来传福音的话，他大可以躺在家里面。
If he were not willing to serve the Lord or willing to go on the missionary journey, he could just sit at home and lounge around.
他不需要跟着保罗跟巴拿巴出去传道，对不对
？He didn't have to follow Paul and Barnabas.
所以我们看到马可虽然失败了
，even though he failed，
但是马可是愿意服侍的。
But we see in the beginning he was still willing.
那这件事情发生以后呢？那我们就看到保罗跟巴拿巴呢对马可的看法很不一样。
So after that had all happened, we saw Paul and Barnabas has different opinions of Mark.
所以结果就是他们巴拿巴和保罗他们就分开了。
And as a result, Paul and Barnabas separated.
巴拿巴还给马可第三次的机会。
And Barnabas gave Mark a third chance.
那保罗就带着希拉出去传道。
But Paul took Silas and went on his journey.
所以第二方面呢，我们就要进到看到从马可的失败进到马可被恢复和转变。
So secondly, so this part we want to see from the failures of Mark, how was he restored?
圣经上没有记载巴拿巴带着马可出去传道的结果如何。
The Bible did not record the missionary trip of Barnabas and Mark.
但是从后面的经文我们可以看到，马可虽然前面有两次失败，这一次肯定没有半途就跑掉。
But we can deduce from other scriptures.That Mark did not fail this time.
马可一定在服事里面成长，最终是被成全，能够成为一个可以被主使用的器皿。
And Mark must have grown, must have been perfected in his ministry until that he can become a vessel useful for God's work.
圣经中有几处的提到马可是这样的记载。
There were several recordings of Mark in the Bible.
第一处在哥罗西书四章十节。
First in Colossians chapter 4, verse 10.
保罗这样说：“与我一同坐监的亚里达古问你们安，巴拿巴的表弟马可也问你们安。”
Aristarchus, my fellow prisoner, sent his greetings, and also Barnabas' cousin Mark, whom you have received.
说到这个马可，你们他已经接受了吩咐，他若到你们那里，你们就接待他。
And Paul says about this Mark, you have received instructions. If he comes to you, welcome him.
然后在提摩太后书四章十一节，保罗这样说：唯有路加在我这里，你来的时候要把马可带来，因为他在传道的事上与我有益处。
In 2 Timothy chapter 4:11 says, Only Luke is with me. Pick up Mark and bring him to me, for he is useful to me for service.
第三处在腓利门书一章二十四节，与我同工的马可、亚里达古、迪马、路加也都问你安。
Thirdly, in Philemon, as do Mark, Aristarchus, Demas, and Luke, my fellow workers.
当保罗在哥罗西腓利门在坐监被在监牢里面的时候呢，马可去看望保罗。
When Paul was imprisoned in Rome, Mark went to visit him.
他也服侍保罗，一个本来被保罗所放弃的人，因着巴拿巴没有放弃他，带领他，成全他，然后这个马可呢就被恢复了。
And it was recorded here, Mark, a person who was given up by Paul, was restored by Barnabas. Now he became useful vessels.
马可改变了，马可成为保罗亲密的同工，而且在保罗传道的事上是对保罗，甚至连保罗这样的一个大的器皿，保罗都说马可是对他有益处的。
And Mark was changed, and he became useful. Even Paul, such a great vessel of the Lord, says he is useful to me in service.
我们如果读圣经稍微仔细一点的话，你就发觉头两处呢。第一处讲到亚里达古，讲到马可。
If you read the Bible carefully, you see it mentions Aristarchus, and then mentions Mark.
第二处讲到路加，讲到马可。
And then he talks about Luke and Mark.
第三处讲到马可、亚里达古、迪马和路加。
And thirdly, talks about Mark, Aristarchus, Demas, and Luke.
你看，马可原来是跟班的。
Before he was just a follower.
但是到最后，马可成为一个主可用的器皿。
And later he became a vessel useful in God's hand.
他讲到马可、亚里达古、迪马和路加。
He mentioned Mark first, and then Aristarchus, Demas, and Luke.
感谢主，马可被改变了。
We thank the Lord, Mark was being changed.
感谢主，保罗也被改变了。
We thank the Lord, Paul was being changed.
保罗有一个敞开的心，能够来接纳这个被改变的过的马可。
Paul had an open heart. He was able to receive Mark again, who was after he was changed.
愿主借着这个马可的这样的他的经历，来鼓励我们哈，在聚会当中呢，我们应该有像巴拿巴像他这样的劝慰者。
So may we be encouraged by the transformation of Mark. That may we have people like Barnabas, the son of encouragement.
来关心年轻人，虽然年轻人会有失败和软弱，但是呢。巴拿巴用这个不改变的爱，用很久的忍耐来帮助、扶持、带领，来成全马可。
And we will care for our young people, even though they might be weak, they might have failures. But Barnabas had this heart that never changes. He had a love for Mark, so he was able to help and restore him.
我们也需要像保罗这样的人。那保罗呢，是一个非常严格的老师。
And we also need people like Paul. He perhaps is a very strict teacher.
那他觉得以前觉得马可不行的。
Maybe he thought that Mark there was no good in him.
但是他看到马可改变以后呢，他把原先对马可的成见就放下来了。
But after seeing the change in Mark, he laid down his own opinions.
所以我们不要坚持自己的意见。
So let us not insist on our own opinions.
我们愿意在主的手中来跟随圣灵的带领。
Let us follow the Lord and follow the Spirit in God's hands.
最后，圣经讲到马可在彼得前书。一章五章十三节。
Lastly, in 1 Peter, it also mentions Mark in chapter 5.
彼得前书五章十三节，彼得这样说：在巴比伦与你们同盟拣选的教会问你们安，我儿子马可也问你们安。
It says, She who is in Babylon, chosen together with you, sends you greetings, and so does my son Mark.
彼得称马可为他的儿子，因为马可是彼得属灵的儿子。
Peter here calls Mark his son, his spiritual son.
我们知道彼得是最早跟随主耶稣的门徒之一。
We knew Peter was one of the first disciples who followed Jesus.
然后彼得呢，非常爱耶稣。当彼得被主呼召的时候，主说来跟从我，彼得就撇下一切跟从了耶稣。
We knew Peter also loved the Lord. When the Lord says, "Come, follow me," he left everything and followed Jesus.
我们知道彼得是性情中人，彼得也爱带头，爱讲话，犯了许多的错误。甚至最后三次不认主。
We knew Peter was a very temperamental man. He liked to lead. He liked to speak out of his mind. And even at the end, he failed by denying the Lord three times.
但是感谢主，主没有放弃彼得。
But we praise the Lord. The Lord never gave up on Peter.
主用不改变的爱，用很久的忍耐来帮助彼得，来扶持彼得，来成全彼得。
The Lord held on to Peter with his everlasting love and with his patience.So that Peter can be restored.
读彼得前后书，我们就看到，在福音书里面的彼得跟彼得前后书的彼得，哎呀，真的是两个人呐。
When you read the letters of Peter, First and Second Peter, you see that Peter is a completely different person from the Peter in the Gospels.
从一个鲁莽的渔夫变成一个充满爱。会宽容忍耐的牧人和长老。
In the gospel, he was just a crude fisherman, and later on, he became an elder who is full of love, full of patience.
主的工作何等的奇妙
！And how wonderful is the work of God?
其实彼得，我想彼得在马可身上看到他自己的影子。
And perhaps Peter saw himself in Mark.
那我们从彼得前书这边这经节，我们就知道可能是彼得带领马可真正的重生得救。
And perhaps Peter was the one who truly led Mark to faith, to his faith.
然后呢，彼得就把他跟随主耶稣的这些经历告诉了马可。
And Peter told Mark all of his experiences of following the Lord.
所以马可就根据这个写了马可福音。
And from all of Peter's stories, Mark wrote down the Gospel of Mark.
所以我们看见，如果没有巴拿巴，就没有马可。
So if there was no Barnabas, there would be no Mark.
没有保罗，就没有马可。
If there is no Paul, there would not be Mark.
没有彼得，也就没有马可。
And no, if there were no Peter, there would not be Mark.
哦，主啊，我们真的是感谢主哈。
So we thank the Lord.
你看，像马可这样的一个少年人，原来有这么多的失败，但是呢，借着巴拿巴，借着保罗，借着彼得，就成全了马可。
For such a young man as Mark, full of failures, full of weakness, yet through Barnabas, Paul, and Peter, they helped him and perfected him.
感谢主，这马可就是一个见证传承的一个很好的榜样。
And we thank the Lord that Mark became this perfect example of the person who took the passing on of the testimony.
最后我们要进到这个最第三个部分。
And thirdly,
今天的马可在哪里？
Where is Mark today?
今天的巴拿巴、保罗和彼得在哪里？
Where are the Barnabas and Paul and Peter among us? Okay.
圣经上有许多的经节教导我们怎么样做儿女，怎么样做父母。
And the Bible teaches us, the many scriptures teaches us how to be children, how to be parents.
我就选几节来念一下。
And I will just choose a few to read.
以弗所书六章讲到说，你们做儿女的要在主里听从父母，这是理所当然的。你们做父亲的不要惹儿女的气，只要照着主的教训和警戒养育他们。
Ephesians 6 chapter verse 1 says, Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, so that it may be well with you and that you may live long on the earth.
在哥罗西书讲到类似的，他这样说：你们做儿女的要凡事听从父母，因为这是主所喜悦的；你们做父亲的不要惹儿女的气，恐怕他们失了志气。
Similarly, in Colossians chapter 3 says, Children, obey your parents in everything, for this is pleasing to the Lord. But fathers, do not antagonize your children, so that they will not become discouraged.
我们在座很多人是。父母很多也是儿女。
As we are everyone here, many are parents, many are children.
我们有没有照着圣经的教导来做儿女、做父母呢
？Are we following the Bible, following the teaching to become a child or a parent?
圣经上也讲到说，人在幼年负轭，原是好的。
The Bible says it is good for a young man to take up his yoke.
所以在座很多年轻人，这句话送给你们，人在幼年负轭，原是好的。
So this is my gift to all the young people here. It is good to take yoke in your youth.
呀，我们要服侍，我们要来学习，我们要来来负轭啊，这对我们是有益处的。
We need to take up our yoke and learn to serve and to minister when in our youth.
对我们年长的人，主是怎么样劝勉我们呢
？But what about the old people? How does the Lord encourage us?
主说：“你们学基督的师傅虽有一万，为父的却是不多。”
The Lord says, there are many tutors in Christ, yet not many fathers.
师傅很多很多
，You have countless tutors.
很少。
But you will not have many fathers.
保罗说：“因我在基督耶稣里用福音生了你们，所以我求你们效法我。”
When Paul says, "I give birth to you in the gospel in Jesus Christ, therefore be imitators of me."
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
神对于年轻人，神对于年长的都有教导。
The Lord has His teaching and instruction to the young people and to the old.
那我们要来对照主对我们说的话，让我们来学习。
According to the word of the Lord, may we all learn from Him.
当我把自己放在主的话的光里面呢，哎呀，我就觉得很惭愧哈，因为我自己有许多的失败和软弱。
When I come into the light of His word, I feel quite ashamed because there are many failures and many weakness in me.
我和许多亚洲的父母一样哈，很注重孩子的成绩。
I am just like many Asian parents. I paid a lot of attention on the grades of my children.
如果孩子把成绩单拿回家看呢，都是 A 哈，只有一个 B.
And if my children brought home their report card with all A's except one B,
那我肯定是从 B 这个 K 科开始说起。
And of course, I would start on this B.
那我也要求我的儿女们呢，来聚会要读圣经。
And I also required my children to come to the gathering, read the Bible.
但是呢，这只是外面的要求，在生活中呢。呀，反省起来，实在也没有给孩子们做很好的榜样。
And these are only outward requirements. And as I look back, I was not a very good example in real life.
但是我们感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
我们自己要把自己放在聚会的当中。
We need to place ourselves in among the gatherings.
我非常感谢主的事情是我们的孩子，从出生开始。就在教会里面长大。
And I praise the Lord that my children, grew up in the fellowship.
从他们满月以后呢，基本上都来聚会了。
And from birth, ever since they were 1 month old, they have been coming to gatherings.
所以从小就在一个充满爱的一个属灵的家长大。
And they grew up in this, spiritual home that's full of love.
从婴儿到幼儿，到儿童班，到初中、高中，一直到大学。都有老师和辅导尽心尽力的来服侍他们。
From infants to toddlers to children class to middle high school until college, there were many teachers who loved them and served them with love.
带领他们认识主、接受主、受尽归入主、来爱主，我的心中实在充满着感谢。
And as I think these teachers who brought them to know the Lord, to love the Lord.To be baptized into the Lord, my hearts are full of thanksgiving.
不是我做的。
I didn't do any of this.
乃是把孩子带到聚会的当中。
But only, the only thing I did was to bring them into the fellowship.
有许多的爱主的弟兄姐妹在服侍这些孩子们。
Many brothers and sisters who love the Lord are serving our children.
我想上礼拜也有受浸的聚会，也有年轻人受浸。
And there was a baptism meeting, with young people.
呀，这过去这两年，虽然有疫情，还是很多年轻人，愿意来接受主。
Even during the pandemic, there were so many young people who were willing to be baptized into the Lord.
的心充满着感谢。
And our hearts are full of thanksgiving.
允许我做一点一个见证。
If you allow me, I would want to bear this testimony.
我不是说我还是比较关心孩子们成绩嘛。
I just mentioned that I really cared about the grades of my children.
所以呢，他们的确是在功课上花很多的时间。
So they did spend a lot of time on homework.
那我也告诉他们要每天要读圣经。
And of course, I told them they have to read the Bible every day.
那感谢主哈，我们的主日学呢都有作业。
And we thank the Lord, even our Sunday school have homework.
每一天呢都有该读的圣经节。
And then there were a Bible reading schedule.
非常的好。
And it is good.
那我的女儿呢？她是很认真的人。
And my daughter is a very serious person.
但是呢，她动作很慢。
But she was slow.
所以呢，常常功课都做不完。
And so often she could not finish her homework.
然后呢，就要搞到很晚才能睡觉。
Until she couldn't sleep until very late.
都超过半夜一点两点才睡觉。
Sometimes she wouldn't sleep until one or two, half past midnight.
我每次就跟她讲，你赶快动作快一点，把功课做完。
We always tell her just do it quickly, finish your homework.
不然你这睡觉时间都不够啊。
And otherwise you won't have enough time to sleep.
然后有一天过了半夜以后，我看到她的灯还是亮着。
So there was one day, after midnight, I saw that her light was still on.
啊，她那个门啊关起来，灯还是亮着。
And her door was closed, but the light was still on.
哎呀，已经快一点了。
I said it's almost 1 o'clock.
还不睡觉。
How come she's still not asleep?
啊，我实在有点不太高兴。
I was not quite happy.
啊，我就。我就把门打开，这样骂他的时候
I opened the door. I wanted to rebuke her.
我发现他在读圣经。
And I realized she was reading her Bible.
哦，那时候我真的是觉得很惭愧。
And I felt quite ashamed.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，But dear brothers and sisters,
我们带给我们孩子是什么？
What do we bring to our children?
地上的东西存不到永远。
All the things of the earth will not last to eternity.
只有主的生命，只有主他自己的见证，他的荣耀要存到永远。
Only the life of the Lord himself, the testimony of his glory, will be eternity.
愿我们自己先来在神的面前悔改。
May we ourselves repent before the Lord.
我们愿意主来把我们的脚带到他所喜悦的道路上。
That he will lead our footsteps to follow him step by step.
然后我们也带我们的儿女，带我们的下一代，我们走在主的见证的道路上。
And we may also bring up our children, bring up our next generation to follow the steps of his testimony.
我知道在我们当中有一些年轻人他们来接受邀请哈，来服侍孩子们。
And we know there are some young people who are invited to minister to the young people.
有一位年轻的姐妹说，她本来是对孩子是没有兴趣的。
There was a young sister who said, I had no interest in serving young kids.
但是呢，因为有年长的姐妹请她服侍，她就勉为其难的去服侍。
But she was approached by some elderly saints, so she.Reluctantly agree to serve the young kids.
哎，他为孩子年轻这个小孩子服侍预备饭食的时候呢，哎，他就发现这些孩子非常可爱。
And when she was preparing for the lunch of the little kids, she realized these kids are really cute.
他们愿意来聚会，他们很天真很单纯的能够来认识主，来接受主。
And they were very innocent. They were just very simple. They were willing to come and to receive the Lord.
啊，他自己心就被融化了。
And her heart, she said, her heart was melted.
哎，他就高高兴兴的来服侍这些孩子。
So she could serve these little kids joyfully.
所以我们真的是要把孩子放在我们的心上。
So we need to really keep our children on our hearts.
当我们有服侍孩子们的机会的时候
，When we have an opportunity，
教会每一个孩子都是我们自己的孩子。
We should treat every child in our church as our own kids。
我们来帮助他，我们来关心他们，我们来扶持他们，我们为他们祷告。
That we can help them, care for them, really strengthen them and pray for them。
另外，我们有感谢主，有许多好的聚会。
And we thank the Lord. There are many good, wonderful gatherings.
我们有我们的夏令会，有我们要来的冬令会。
We have our summer conference. We have the winter retreats.
特别冬令会是为年轻人预备的。
Especially the winter retreat prepared just for the young people.
现在主还给我们这个机会能够来聚集。
And the Lord still gave us this chance to gather together.
还有多伦多的年轻人的聚会。
And then we know there is the Toronto conference for the young people.
许多的见证。很多的年轻人在聚会里面被主得着，改变了他们的一生。
I have heard many stories and examples where young people were had met the Lord at Toronto and changed their whole life.
所以我们要为我们的年轻人祷告，我们为这些聚会，主给我们聚会，我们感谢主， 我们也愿意主把渴慕放在年轻人的里面，能够来参加这些聚会。
We need to pray for our young people. We thank the Lord for giving them a little desire for the Lord, that He would draw near to Him, and that pray for them in every gathering.
最后我愿意做一个讲一个见证。
Lastly, I want to share another testimony.
先念一处的圣经。
I will begin with another scripture.
在以赛亚书五十四章第一节。
In Isaiah chapter 54, verse 1.
你这不怀孕不生养的要歌唱，你这未曾经过产难的要发声歌唱，扬声欢呼，因为没有丈夫的比有丈夫的儿女更多，这是耶和华说的。
Isaiah chapter 54, verse 1. Shout for joy, O barren one, you who have borne no child. Break forth into joyful shouting and cry aloud, you who have not travailed. For the sons of the desolate one will be more numerous than the sons of the married woman, says the Lord.
很奇妙，是不是？
Isn't that a strange and wonderful saying?
没有丈夫的比有丈夫儿女更多。
The sons of the desolate one will be more numerous than the sons of the married woman.
有位姐妹，中文名字叫做彭蒙慧。
There was a sister, her name was Peng Menghui.
Doris Bowman.
Doris Peng.
Doris.
Doris Bowman. Doris Bowman, sorry.
Okay. 就是这个人。
That person right there.
这是她的传记。
And that's her autobiography.
这位姐妹呢是西雅图人。
And she was from Seattle.
她十二岁的时候就负担到中国去传福音。
And when she was 12, she was burdened to go to China to share the gospel.
当二十二岁大学毕业以后呢，她就到中国大陆。
So after she graduated from college, when she was 22, she went to mainland China.
后来就到台湾。
And then she went to Taiwan.
她开始呢就教英文。
And she began by teaching English.
她成立了一个就是教英文的呢，叫空中英语教室。
She established a class called Studio Classroom.
那时候很多人学英文呢，都是从这里学的。
Sorry. It's called the Overseas. Oh no, no this. So many people learned English from this Studio Classroom.
然后呢，他也成立一个叫旧式传播协会。
And then she established another thing called Overseas Radio and TV.
借着这个来传福音。
And through that, she was.Preaching the gospel.
还不止这样，她成立了天韵歌声。
Not only that, she established an organization called Heavenly Melody.
我想，只要从台湾来的人呢，很多人都知道天韵歌声。
And so I know a lot of people from Taiwan knows about this Heavenly Melody.
那这位姐妹呢，是吹小喇叭的。
And she plays the bugle.
Trumpet.
Trumpet.
Yeah. Yeah. 所以呢，她就借着教英文，借着音乐。来服侍主。
So she taught, she served the Lord and taught, preached the gospel through teaching English and through the music.
她一生没有结婚。
She was not married all her life.
但是她属灵的儿女，比她许多许多人的儿女都要更多。
But she had numerous, many many spiritual sons and daughters, more than many.
其中得着了一个家庭。
And among all of them, there was one family.
对不起，先讲一下，这位姐妹现在九十六岁。
And now, I forgot to mention, she is now 96 years old.
仍然在服侍主。
She is still serving the Lord.
他们得着的许多许多的年轻人。
So among all the young people that they gained for Christ,
特别是有一个家庭。
There was one family.
这个家庭跟我们非常的近。
And it's a very close family to us.
Yeah.弟兄叫做李守博。
And the brother is called Stephen Lee.
那姐妹呢叫于君慈。
And the sister is called Grace.
那他们有三个孩子。
They have three children.
那在1988年我们的儿子出生那一年呢，他就是守博，他是天韵的录音师，他到美国来进修。
And in 1988, when my son was first born, this brother Stephen, he was the recording artist for Heavenly Melody. So he came to U.S. for further studies.
那他就跟我们一起住，然后呢，也帮我们带孩子，他的姊妹帮我们带孩子。
And he came to stay with us, and his wife was helping us with the newborn.
一年以后，他们就回台湾了。
And they returned to Taiwan after a year.
继续在他的 岗位上来服侍主。
They continue to serve the Lord.
2002年呢，弟兄就被主呼召，全时间的来服侍主。
In 2002, the Lord called our brother, and he came out to serve the Lord full time.
他在我们台湾来讲雪梨哈，就是国内讲悉尼。澳洲的地方呢，北边有一个教会在那边服侍主。
And they went to Sydney and to serve the Lord in the fellowship there.
Yeah, 他建立教会也带领带出很多的年轻人。
And they established the church there and brought up many young people.
但是呢，他在2014年呢，他就得了癌症。
But in 2014, he had cancer.
两年以前呢，他就被主接走。
And he was, he passed away 2 years ago.
哦，我们心里何等的舍不得。
And our heart was, very sorrowful.
他比我年轻的多。
And he was much younger than me.
但是呢，我们看到主怎样子来得着这个年轻人。
Yet we saw how the Lord had laid hold of this young man.
他后来成长，后来服侍主。他也带出许多许多的年轻人。
And he grew up and he served the Lord and he brought up many, many young people.
在他就是怀念他的一个聚会安息聚会上，然后呢，他的女儿他们也讲说他的女儿他的大女儿也愿意来服侍主。
And on his memorial service, his elders.Daughter came out to say that she wanted to serve the Lord.
保罗说：“你们要效法我，像我效法基督一样。”
And Paul says, "Be imitator of me, as I am also of Christ."
我们这看到这个见证的传承何等的宝贵。
So we saw how important and precious it is the passing on of testimony.
从彭门慧姊妹到李守博找她的女儿安琪。
From this sister Doris to this brother Stephen to his daughter.
我们看到见证的火炬。一代一代的传下去。
We saw the torch of the testimony being passed down from generation to generation.
愿主来感激励我们的心。
So may the Lord also touch our hearts.
让我们来效法在我们前面来带领我们的。
That we can be imitators of those who led us before us.
像他们效法基督一样。
As they were imitators of Christ.
最后，我想我们知道，再过几天就是感恩节。
And we know.In a few days, we will have our Thanksgiving.
是的，我们感恩节我们都很开心，对不对
？Of course, we are all very joyful.
因为全家可以聚在一起，我们享用美食。
Especially when the whole family can gather together and have a wonderful meal.
除了我们享用美味的火鸡以外
，But besides just eating turkey,
我们愿意在这个感恩节的聚会，全家聚在一起的时候，就是我们把主在我们身上。的恩典能够交通给下一代的时候。
But we hope we can take this opportunity to really share the grace of the Lord in our life to the next generation.
能够把这个见证火炬从我们身上能够再传到下一代。
And we can really have the chance to pass on our testimony to the next generation.
主说这殿幕后的荣耀要大过先前的荣耀。
The Lord has promised that the latter glory of this house will be greater than the first.
愿我们都在其中。
May we all be in the midst of that.
愿我们的儿女都在其中。
May all our children be in the midst of that.
愿我们在座的年轻人和以后的年轻人都在其中。
May all the young people among us and all the young people that will come after them be in the midst of that.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们何等感谢你。
Lord, how we thank you.
我们今天能够蒙恩得救，全是你的恩典。
It is all by your grace that we can be saved.
哦，是有在我们之前哦，有许多忠心的见证人哦，主他们一代一代的把这样见证的火炬传到我们身上。
And it was because there were many faithful witnesses who were faithful to pass on the testimony.A generation to a generation.
我们愿意把自己让在你的手中。
So we want to surrender ourselves into your hands.
我们愿意被你得着。
We want to be laid hold of by you.
我们愿意先被你来改变，就像马可被你改变一样。
And you change us first as you have changed Mark.
主啊，也让我们，哦主，也能够把这个见证的火炬传到我们的下一代。
So that we can also pass on the testimony to the next generation.
愿你的名在我们。 每一个人在我们每个家在我们的聚会当中得到荣耀。
May your name be glorified and exalted in our life individually, in our family, in our gathering.
你把这个活泼的盼望放在我们的心里。
That you may give us this living hope.
我们知道这殿幕后的荣耀要大过先前的荣耀。
Knowing that the latter glory of this house will be greater than the first.
愿我们都在其中。
May we all be in it.
你得荣耀。
May you be glorified.
祷告奉主耶稣基督得胜的名。
In Jesus' victorious name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.